This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, cycling around with Jackie, the joke man, Martling, riding a two-person bike where we're facing each other, doing our paper route. And eventually we run into these other people doing the paper route in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what are you guys?
I'm sorry, but what paper is this?
Newspaper.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is not like the old newspaper route that you did. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, but you used to do a different kind of paper route.
Yeah.
Where it was just office paper.
Yes, where I would hand out office paper.
Printer paper.
Yeah.
And you and Jackie would get on your two-person bike.
And try to throw it at people's houses, but it would mostly not travel there. So
it was one sheet at a time, so yeah, would sort of float.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is sort of the updated version of that. That was sort of the beta version.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we're doing is we're going to people's houses, and you know how the other paper route guys just throw it onto your driveway?
Yeah.
Where we go, pick it up, and actually bring it to you and say, do you want this?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I think I've seen some of this on YouTube.
Yeah.
As you guys,
it's a social experiment.
You guys will YouTube each other, and you'll go and you'll actually ring the doorbell for a while at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yes.
And wait for people to come out, and you'll go like, hey, I just found this. Do you want it or
something?
Do you
want it? Yeah. And then
and you'll go like, I think it's stupid, but if you want it.
And then it's like, well, it seems like, you know, I came all the way here to do this for you.
Right.
Would be nice if I got something, if I got to at least like eat something.
Yeah. And then you'll try to like get into their kitchen and just like fix yourself a snack. And then you'll be like, this is all you have?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this is fucked up.
And when they open the door, I am sitting down. So it's clear that I'm not really going to leave unless they let me inside. So this is 2.0 of the paper route.
Yeah.
But then we ran into the original paper route people.
Right.
And they ran over our bike. So now we're
And they're in a monster truck?
Yes.
The Gravedigger? Oh, gosh. They were driving the Gravedigger with their paper route and they ran over your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hayes. I'm sorry, sweetie.
That's you fail in this industry. Failure is success and you use it.
Yeah, I'm always so happy when one of my business ventures fails because I go
means
like,
it's working.
Yes. I go like, oh, good. Now I'll tell Cuban, I'll say like, because it was the first one, or in this case, you know, it's like it's like the ninth thing you've done. I go like, of course it failed, but that's why I'm so confident this next one will work.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt, to dropping names in the red carpet, bike hallways of this industry showbiz.
Always, what up, what up?
Ooh,
wow,
baby.
Smooth intro today. Well, we've got a good show to do. We're going to do all the stuff that you like on podcasts.
Aye, papi.
But saying poppy makes me think of poppy seed bagels. So we've got a guest here, Ryan the Stangman Stanger. Is that what you want to be called?
Well, let's slow down.
Sorry.
We're going so fast.
Fuck.
You know we like to be strong on this show.
Ah.
We like to have health. We like to teach other people about.
Can I just say it? We like to look great naked.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, is that something to be ashamed of? I like to look great
naked. It's sort of an open secret about me that I look much better naked than I do with clothes on.
That clothes, something about the design of them doesn't suit you, and you've tried to have them specially made, but it looks like shit.
Yes.
It fucking sucks. And a lot of times, Hayes will put on clothing when Kevin comes in to take the photos for the podcast, but the rest of the time he is naked during the show just so the guests are comfortable, so engineer Ryan can be comfortable.
Yes.
But yeah, I love to look great naked. I'm sorry.
So Ryan the Stangman Stanger is here because he has a show called Dumbbells.
Did you want to be called that? Yeah, Stangman Stanger is great.
Yeah, Stangman Stanger. Yeah, yeah.
And he's here to talk about fitness with us today. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. Uh-oh, fitness. You guys are acting fitness. Like the principal. The principal just walked in the room.
The principal.
Nobody's in trouble.
We're in trouble.
The principal. Come on, man. We can have fun. I know you guys have a fun show here, and I don't mean to be, you know, bring a bunch of, you know, weird energy, weird authoritative energy.
But you are in charge. You're the boss of my body, and I want you to know that I appreciate you taking care with that. Obviously, I look much better than I did before I met the Stang Man. I used to have these muscles that were in all different directions.
Right.
When you met me. Talk about that a little.
Well, yeah, that was something I noticed with Shawnee, a lot of what we call synergistic dominance. So, principal used a big word again.
Yeah.
I hate, you know, I already feel like, you know.
School bell. I'm getting hit with a ruler.
There is an audible shift every time I speak. I just want to say, guys, relax. We're having fun. Okay. Fitness can be fun. And that was something I implored to Sean when we started working together.
I said, I didn't believe him.
No, he's like, this is going to be a bummer. Like my muscles are a mess. This is going to be a bummer. And I said, time out. Listen to what you're doing. You're talking yourself out of being fit. If you keep saying this over and 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 over again.
I'm saying it a lot.
Guess what's going to happen?
You start to not even understand what it says.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like just sounds and noise.
It just sounds, and guess what? That thing that you're saying over and over again.
Like my name gets like,
no, it's like, totally.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, it happens. Do we have something happen there with the mics?
One of my ears went out.
That same thing happened to me.
Andrew Ryan, how come you only want half of me to be able to hear what my
I wonder if this is a fight for dominance over who is actually the most powerful Ryan in the room. And I actually was sure this would happen before the show began. And, it's happening again,
and he's tricking my ears and my head.
You know what's fun, though? I don't know if you guys remember this, and this is going way back. Sorry to date myself. But when they used to do at movie theaters the THX thing, and they would do like a train going around the theater.
Yeah.
That was like a neat feeling, you know, because you're like, what's happening with sound there?
Yeah. And how did that inspire you from a fitness perspective?
Well, it inspired me from a fitness perspective in the sense that trains move.
Yes.
I like to move. People like to move. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just, I'm sorry if I'm stating the obvious.
How can we
here.
Be like the train? No, it's important to state the obvious.
Yeah. And so that's exactly it. How can we be like the train? And more importantly, how can we sound like the train?
I love that you rephrased Hayes's question. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a great technique.
We don't get
to stay
that
fit
enough.
And to answer and to answer questions. It's like somebody says, how did that inspire you from a fitness perspective? You say, well, it inspired me from a fitness perspective because.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
When I do that, I'm giving myself some time to think.
Oh, wow.
Busted. Yeah. Guess what, guys?
Uh-oh. The principal's getting you now in trouble,
right,
Ryan.
Yeah.
I appreciate it because it allows us to cut ourselves out of the show if we ever need to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To have it just be kind of a documentary-style thing where you're just kind of going.
Well, sure. And if I'm given valuable fitness information, you guys may want to repackage it. And I feel like each of my statements should have some autonomy. So that way it's just like, listen, you know, we're taking the week off. We're going to go travel. We're going to go do something fun. Here's some fitness information that's standalone.
And travel like a train does, and which is like how we move.
Oh man, you guys are such professionals.
So when I met you, obviously my muscles were pointing in all different directions. It was hard for me to move around. I move around like a crazy crab going insane. Because one leg's pointing this way, the other one has a big muscle that's pulling me backwards.
Yeah.
And I sort of was down, my hands are down by my feet, and my head sort of pointed out like diagonal, and I kind of would have to sort of swirl and scramble and shimmy about just to get, say, to the restroom to drain a lizard. So when I met you, I thought, this guy can't help me. But what you said was, we got to start fresh, no muscles, because these ones are messed up.
Right.
And
take it all the way back.
Mm-hmm. And you put me in a bed, and you told me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for, God, I want to say 10, 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and you're very folksy in how you're explaining it. It's an induced coma. So we had to create enough atrophy to get a fresh start. And I don't know if you remember the example I gave you. I had a real busy painting. I brought in a painting that was busy, and there's, you know, just all kinds of pictures and different things happening on it. It didn't make sense. I can't
look at that.
Right. Some parts magic eye even.
Right. Some parts magic eye even. You're like, oh, that's a T-Rex.
Some stuff's like a velvet daisy, but then there's a T-Rex, but then there's a magic eye.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happened. Mm-hmm. Very visually busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I whited it all out. And that was something. That was something for you. That was something for me.
You think everything should be all white?
I think that's a fair question. And I think I know what the listeners want me to say, but here's where I'm going to take a different direction. I don't.
Wow.
Oh, Ryan, that's so brave.
Sorry, and I'm not trying to just win favor by saying that.
I mean, no, I know.
I don't stand to gain anything by this. I mean, I'm stepping into a different world here. I mean, I'm a fitness guy. You know, I live on the health and fitness charts.
Sure,
right.
So I'm an outlier coming into comedy. So I can, you know, I can come in and I can be disruptive. I can say things that challenge people. I can make people uncomfortable.
You're a true comedy podcast outsider.
And sometimes the non-comedy people, just the real people, are actually even funnier than the normal comedy people. I've found that
almost always are.
Yes, yeah.
Almost always,
my milkman.
Oh. My milkman crushes. So funny.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the funniest person to me who I've ever met is the guy who reupholstered my sofa.
Yeah.
And he had this.
What'd he say?
Oh, God. He was like, which fabric do you want? But it's the way he said it. It's like, because they don't know they're funny. No. Like, they don't have material, these people. But they're just naturally... Yeah. Just set to a funny frequency, I feel like.
Right.
There are bones in here, you know.
Yeah.
In the sofa.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's bones in here. You know, there's bones in this milk, you know, the milkman would say. And you start to go like, wow, these guys get it. They don't know they have it. And I hope they don't come for my job, you know. Like, God forbid they figure it out.
Brian, tell me about how we've also worked together a little bit as well. I would love for you to share with people something that I haven't talked about much on the show, but how you helped me with my issue, which is that my muscles were hollow.
Right. In answering Hayes' question of how to deal with his muscles being that they're hollow, it's so funny because I have to I got to take a step back because I just want to start laying science on people. And
yes,
I can see you guys, your eyes glaze over. It's like, relax.
Principal science starter.
Sorry, I'm guilty of it. I can't help it, guys. What I wanted to do is I wanted to up your protein intake.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, you looked me dead in the eye and you said, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I know about protein. I eat plenty. Mm. Back off. And I was like,
He was pissed.
Yeah, you got very defensive.
He was swinging a golf club around at you.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, hey.
I have seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so my lamp had gone out recently.
Ah.
And so I get so cranky.
Why
is it dark outside, I say?
Yeah, no. And to me, once you explained that, it felt forgivable. And even in the moment, like I've had similar reactions from people. Because people get
even
defensive.
People whose lamps are working.
You know? Even people that don't have that disorder, you know, even in non-daylight savings times.
It just reminded me that it's winter.
It's, yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And it is contagious.
Yeah. Because I had never had seasonal affective disorder before
I sneezed on you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he sneezed on me while I was draining the lizard. But anyway, he had hollow muscles.
Yeah, hollow muscles. So right away, he wants to tell me he's the expert on protein. And I said, okay, lay it on me. What are you having? And he offers up hemp protein real quick. Before I said.
So fast.
I was like, what? So where do you have hemp protein? Before I could even finish. And I was like, all right.
Hemp protein.
Yeah.
And then he started vaping in front of you.
Oh, yeah. So, and you should see the way this guy vapes. It's something to behold. It's like there's a fog machine in the room or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I'm like, great lung capacity.
And I sound like that Flintstones whistle when it's time not to be at work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Can we – is there a way that we could have somebody drop this in after the show? I don't know. Is that
– the sound of the Flintstones sound?
I'll just
whistle?
I'll just do it right now.
And good, then he's just – and he just vapes.
And he just vapes. So right away, I'm like, great lung capacity. I'm going to use that as a trainer, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that.
You're always observing, aren't you, Ryan, right, and saying like, okay, this guy's got hollow muscles. That goes in maybe the con column.
Right.
But I'm noticing his lung capacity, which is a pro.
Which is a pro. Yeah.
And said,
let's take a little of this
that
lung
away.
Yeah.
And fill the muscles with the lungs.
Extra lung.
See, I'm reluctant to say that because right away, once – it's been established that I observed. You should see, listeners at home, both these guys shot up in their chair, and they're right away, they're trying to show me their posture. And it's just like, guys, I get it. I understand that you're being observed.
It's,
you know,
like, yes, and it feels like you're the principal.
I'm the
to
principal.
Me.
Guess what? The bummer just stepped in the room. The principal's here. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, no. But I'm like, this is a fun show, and I'm a fun guy.
And you've proven that
yeah,
time and time yes. again. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hollow muscles,
yeah.
right away, hemp protein he offers up. And I say, mm-hmm. great, that's fine. Let's all agree on that. You vape, you enjoy hemp protein, great. You can use it for ropes, you can use it for leather. Benjamin Franklin liked it, all that stuff.
That's good. That's in the pro column.
And it is true that they actually did grow that stuff, George Washington did. And,
oh, absolutely.
And I think we know what he used to do to...
Dude,
with Martha.
What are you getting at?
I think we know. I think we know what he used to like it as well.
Dudes, to get real for 1 second, Mary Todd Lincoln was in a K-hole for like most of that guy's presidency.
Yeah.
And that's why, and I hate to say this, but that's why when he got assassinated, she didn't move at all.
Wow.
Because it makes your limbs feel very heavy.
Yeah.
And she had just schwacked a thick line of ketamine with her and her homies, you know? And she was sort of just like zoning, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were at a play, so they were getting entertained, and she was just like, yeah, see you in a minute, Abe. And just fucking.
I mean, that sounds controversial.
Yeah, it sounds that way. But
this was also, I mean, if you know Our American Cousin, the play. This, like, you were kind of supposed to do that before you watch it to really understand it, you
well,
know?
I mean, you guys are the authorities on showbiz. I'm not going to argue that.
It was like Doctor Strange. It was honestly like the Doctor Strange of its day, Our American Cousin.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and what you did lay out about ketamine, those are the side effects. I mean, those are the side effects.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can't dispute that.
And there's, because there is footage.
Oh,
earlier in the, like, you know, prior to everything going down, where just before the show, Mary Todd Lincoln had to drain the lizard, and she has to hitch a ride on Abe's shoulders because her legs aren't working that great. And he kind of walks and sort of drags her into the restroom. So it's like, that's what happens.
Can't speak to the footage existing, but what you're describing about ketamine, that tracks. So I've got
to. We all know that.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows that. I've got to concede that.
And you almost want to admit at this point that footage is out there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, you do actually concede that. Now I think the next step is to concede the footage.
Well,
issues.
Again, you guys are the authorities on showbiz, so I'm not going to pretend.
Yeah, from a footage perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, footage, all cameras, apertures, gigs, all that kind of stuff. I don't know anything about that. I can tell you about the human body.
Your footage is like having big foot muscles.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Or proprioceptive awareness, using those proprioceptors to, you know, help you balance.
Mm-hmm.
And as a trainer.
Where am I in space?
Exactamundo.
Yeah.
As a trainer, that was, wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a good trainer.
You're listening.
How'd I know? I guess I got a good trainer. The Stang Man.
I mean, I just hate that I'm the authority in here. I mean, it's this.
Yeah.
I see it on these guys. Just get the fear out of your face, all right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a bummer. Fitness can be fun. Cutting alcohol and sugar can be fun. You know, exercising hard can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, learning about nutrition can be fun. Counting your calories can be fun. There's apps for that. Hello.
So let's talk about what happened next. You put some of my extra lung into my muscles, and then they began wheezing.
Right. Yeah. So we're trying to increase your VO2 max.
Yes.
So right away I'm saying let's ignore your lack of knowledge about protein because, you know, hemp isn't very bioavailable.
Then I think smoking marijuana gives me protein.
Right. I'm like, sorry. I'm not going to sit there and battle with you on that.
Yeah. And I do still think that because you didn't argue with me about it.
Yeah. And that's for you to go on thinking that's totally fine, Hayes.
Okay, good.
For me, I got to know my audience. Mm-hmm. I got to know what I'm up against. And I got
You don't want to battle with them on that because the second you start battling with Hayes, you're going to end up in a freestyle battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, you're not on a level footing there.
No.
Just like maybe he doesn't know quite as much about fitness as you. You don't know as much about kicking an insane flow.
Well, I'm the beatbox guy mostly, so it's very easy for me to just do that.
Yeah.
Right. And for me doing a freestyle rap battle, it always ends up like the rapping granny in a comedy trope. You know
what
I
mean? Oh, wow.
No. Yeah, it does.
Oh, no,
I'm
Ryan.
Sorry.
He admitted it.
I mean, it's out there. Listen, I'm already the bad guy today.
Well, anyone can do it.
That's the fact.
We could just do it now if you want. I mean, people love it when we do it on the show.
Yeah. We could easily do a rap now that would go viral.
Yeah. We're not going to force you to do it, but you could force engineer Ryan if you did want to.
Yeah, it's true. You could force engineer Ryan to do a rap right now that would go viral because it's
that's
easy.
A privilege. That's a privilege that the guest has. We cannot force you to do a freestyle rap.
No.
But you are allowed to force engineer Ryan to do one.
I'd love to hear one if Ryan's – he looks real eager to do it.
So no one has ever done this before, but
– yeah, it's a privilege that's been available to guests, and we finally have one who's got the friggin' stones to step up and say, Engineer
People
Ryan.
People are going to think I'm a bad guy.
No.
Stop that.
Dang, man. No one thinks that.
I don't – you know,
You're projecting.
Okay, maybe, but my job is to make fitness fun and available and accessible for everybody, and I feel like already I'm the bad guy. I'm making Ryan do this rap. I'm demanding. I mean, I feel like I'm such the bad guy. What happened?
Well, let's see how the rap goes. Maybe you're the good guy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ryan.
I'm all rapped out. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
That was good.
Here we go.
Yeah. Drop it in, Ryan.
I'm waiting for him to get.
Drop it in, Ryan. Here comes the loop. Here comes the loop.
No.
Ryan.
I don't got it.
Pass the mic to Ryan.
Sorry. Can't do it. My brother's got all the rap genes.
I gotta say. Sometimes you let those pitches go by. If they're not giving you what you want, you just let those pitches go by. And
that's
as a trainer and a sports guy. Wait for your beat.
Yes.
That's why he's the best.
Good lesson.
I would have jumped on it. I would have done a garbage granny rap. They would have think, what, a bunch of middle-aged white guys write this for this old lady?
Uh-huh.
That's supposed to be a comedy. And then again, guess who's wearing the bad guy hat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think he was actually starting Black with something Bart. When he said, my brother's got all the rap genes. I think that was the beginning.
That
was actually rhythmically a very good line. Mm-hmm.
And that was a good premise.
Yeah.
It's a funny premise.
Maybe some people online will finish the rap or something. I don't know. Sometimes they take it upon themselves to do little things.
Yeah, they think there's like a coded message that like we want the rap. So
That's cool. You got interactive fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys not have that on dumbbells?
On dumbbells?
Well, dumbbells, we have fans that will exercise and show us what they're doing. Always wrong. But we have a laugh about it. And,
gosh.
And I think they love kind of getting roasted like, wasted your time. So they'll send us pictures of, you know, the calories burned or how far they've run. And, you know, we have to laugh about it. And I think they have a good time at that. So, I mean, we ask for people to do something physical while the show's going on. It's a gentle request, not a demand. Mm-hmm. We know that some people drive, but they can squeeze their glutes or do isometric contractions while they're driving. Mm-hmm. And then we say, hey, guys, pics or it didn't happen.
Oh, funny.
So take a picture in the car
of you squeezing your glutes while you drive.
While you drive. And if it's safe, I'm not asking people to get in a car wreck or anything.
No, but if they do, that's okay too. And what I wanted to say, because we should talk a little bit about nutrition here, you know, in addition to just exercise techniques.
Let's get into it.
So,
what do you want to know?
You know, when I did – so obviously I was in a bed taking a sleepy for 15 years.
15 years.
And when I woke up, I had a lot of weeping sores.
Right.
And your advice to me was, do you remember?
I do.
Oats.
Oats.
So talk about oats and why are these wonder, you know, a lot of people might not even know what these are. I certainly didn't. So what's this like wonder miracle material?
Well, it's so weird because I'll just like, I'll casually throw something out like oatmeal or oats. And, you know, for me, it's just like saying the or something. And everybody's like, I see this look of bewilderment on people's mm-hmm. faces. And yeah. I'm like, what?
I must have had it.
You
guilty.
Use it to sometimes bridge the gap in conversations instead of saying, you'll be like, oats.
Yeah. I mean, as a trainer and as like as a fit guy, it's something that I do. And I see this bewilderment wash over people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I speaking in another language?
Well, in a way you are to these people. It's the language of fitness and it's not their native tongue. Yeah, I mean, fair. For me, I had been in a coma at this point.
That's fair. Yeah. There was a lot of variables to address with you at that moment. But yeah, so I'm offering up oats. Wonder drug, right? Nature's wonder drug. This is a food. This is something that we take from the ground.
And even hearing it now, I'm like, what?
I wish listeners at home could see the bewilderment that's washed over your face. Again, I mean, the look of wonderment.
What is food? Yeah.
But this is eventually what happens with the principal when he teaches you and you really finally understand.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, it's true.
I'm hoping for that.
Scary at first, but.
I'm hoping for that stand and deliver moment today. Right now, I still feel like I'm scary Jaime Escalante. And like you guys, you don't want to learn and you don't trust what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm like Angel.
Oh, you are. You are. Right. So oats, I'm saying get those slow digesting carbs in. Get those slow digesting carbs in. So that's going to be fuel. That's going to aid in your recovery. It's going to help you close up those wounds. That's going to give you energy and glycogen.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the oats did start falling out of the wounds. So what was the solution at that point?
Well, the solution there is that I don't know if you guys have ever left oatmeal in a bowl and not addressed it. Good luck getting that out. I've thrown about 500 bowls away.
It seals up the wounds.
It seals up the wounds.
Yeah.
So that was, we're going to stuff you to the, fill you to the brim with oats. You're going to get the nutrients from that. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to seal the wounds.
It's going to grout you.
And it's going to grout you. Well put. I never thought of the grout analogy, but that's, I mean, you guys are pithy. You're writers.
It has some of the same letters.
Jeez, it's like sitting with two Mark Twains in here.
Oh, no.
You're humorous.
That's so interesting that you should mention Mark Twain. Mm-hmm. You have a really great story about him.
Sure. I have a really interesting story about Mark Twain, and real quick.
Sure.
He was a man who worked on a riverboat, and one of the things that he would do is he would test how deep the water is outside the riverboat. Now, this might make you think of the old joke of the two men peeing off the bridge, and one of them turns to the other, and they're, you know, I am the bridge, it's rather high up. You know the joke?
Getting tight on time, but...
Yeah, so, you know, just quickly, the joke is there's two men peeing off the bridge. Let's say it's me and Hayes, you know. And Hayes turns to me.
So sorry. Sorry that my publicist just ducked her head in the room.
Yeah.
This – I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about fitness more or not, but this
– Sure, yeah. Well, we're draining the lizard. Okay. Yes. You know, as of, yeah, what's going to happen. So we're draining the lizard, and I am standing there with Hayes, and the bridge is maybe 10 feet above the water. And Hayes turns to me, and he says, boy, this water's pretty cold. And I, of course, turn to him, and I say, deep, too. So Mark Twain worked on a boat.
Oh, and, man, the joke was great.
And the... And he,
I'm sorry.
Well, think about it.
I thought the first part was funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold right away. Like, I'm sold on the first part.
Yeah.
He told the dirty joke. The principal's laughing. So everybody's, it's like that cool church principal. Laugh. Yeah. It's like the church laugh where everybody
it's true.
And then the second part, you lay that on me, and right away, I'm dying.
That was the real joke, it turned out.
That's the real joke. I'm dying. That's misdirection.
But Mark Twain is Samuel Clemens, and he is measuring to see, you know, is the boat going to get stuck in mud, or is there too much sharks here? And so, pull the stick funny. Out.
I'm sorry to interrupt. One of my clients told me this story.
Oh, what could it have been? It probably was Pally. Shot. Oh, really?
Adam Pally told me this story. He said it was his story.
Oh,
did
no.
you? Wait, are you Ryan? Doing... Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Adam Pelley.
I told you that he was going to do this. And do you know, if you remember, I warned him at the time that he was going to take this story out and tell other people that it was his story. Oh, and the joke as well. Did he tell you the joke too?
He did tell me the joke.
And he said, "This is my joke."
He definitely said it was my, and I know him as like a top tier comedy performer, and the guy's got upper echelon representation, network deals.
Some of the top guys.
He's got he's getting in all the best rooms. He's getting in front of people at the Peacock Network, and I just assumed that it was. Do you guys know Pally? He's a client of mine.
A little bit.
We don't know him well.
It's not,
He's a very funny guy. And
we've met him, I mean, Earwolf has arranged for him to be a guest once or twice. I guess he's friends
Brittany
with Jeff
reached
Ulrich.
Out to him.
He's friends with Jeff Ulrich, and so I guess Jeff has a personal favor. Like, Pally promised to, like, say a prayer for the Cubs. You know, if Jeff would do something for him, and then Jeff somehow held something over him that he came back. Yeah, but we don't know him that well. He seems to really like us and our vibe.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you're doing with him, I will say, is definitely working.
Oh, God. The guy's got incredible genetics.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he's just been a joy as a client. And I mean, the guy's really getting in some amazing rooms and signing some great deals.
He's got a big team.
He's got a tremendous team.
Yeah.
They're all lovely.
And I've seen that he's able to get into some of these rooms that they're doors that are closed to a lot of people.
But is he getting in there with your stories and jokes?
Well, what I'm afraid is, once the door is closed behind him, he thinks this will never get back to.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Clem dog. He thinks it's stupid. I include myself that. But
organized a hike group that he's a part of with the likes of Bob Iger and Reed Hastings. And I mean, you know, a lot of these people that are making a lot of decisions in Hollywood. And they seem to really enjoy his stories and jokes.
God, that's it.
So do
that.
I. Candidly, so do I.
Iger did. I cannot get.
You can't get in front of Iger?
Audience with Iger.
I can get you in front of Iger. Here,
but why? What am I going to do now? He's heard all my stories and jokes.
I would love to keep talking about this. Kevin has arrived to derail the show.
Uh-huh.
Kevin, I do want you to do your introduction, but we are going to be fixing Kevin briefly at the end of this show. So if you can just think of some things that, as Kevin is doing his introduction, just some things that you would do to
him he's going to be observed.
He's Kevin back together. I know. But, if you do surprise him with it, he's prepared.
Kevin
to
has a prepared statement. He's got a written prepared statement that he's brought.
Dear Ryan, where do I begin? I guess the beginning. Sorry for entering the room and interrupting the show. It has been noted that taking photos mid-recording has come off as abrasive and creepy. Sean and Hayes prefer I ask the guest if I can take their photos. So what do you say, old friend? Can I take your picture? I promise they'll look great. Sincerely, your sweetie, Kevin.
I mean, at the risk of the show losing momentum, let me think for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the show to lose momentum, and I don't want us to get off...
No,
it won't. We'll keep it going. It won't lose momentum. While you're thinking, Engineer Ryan will just drop a quick verse on us. Just even a chorus would be nice. Anything.
Not gonna happen.
Here it comes.
If we did an ambient off, I could win that. But
go Ryan.
Rap, I can't do it.
Mr. Ryan. So, okay.
This is a Ryan production.
Okay, so.
New shit.
So now we are responding to Kevin's request to take a measure.
Yeah, so I guess so as not to lose momentum from the show that we were having in regards to taking some pictures and whether or not it's okay with me.
Yeah.
Coming from Kevin.
Yes, the pictures will be coming from
so
Kevin.
He's going to be taking the pictures. We're going to bang through it quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The quick as possible. Can you guys give him some
quick picture session?
Can you guys direct him?
During the pictures?
During the pictures.
That's interesting. Are we allowed to do that anymore?
No.
Some of the reorganizational stuff has changed in recent weeks. Since Earwolf is sort of part of, is under the Trump media umbrella now, and they actually did a lot to help get Trump elected in exchange for political influence. So I don't know, like, where we're at with this.
A lot of Trump's promises, you know, he said he's going to drain the lizard. He said he's going to do all these things.
What do you
Earwolf
keep,
is part, huh?
You keep bringing up draining the lizard.
Yeah, well, that's been a big part of the Trump platform is that he's going to get into Washington. He's going to drain the lizard for some of these people who've been, you know, letting it stay full.
So for us, we do kind of stand outside of this, but Kevin is sort of a loyal soldier to this movement.
Okay.
So I'm not sure Trump.
So he's Trump Pence 2016.
Yeah.
He wants to snap off some photos.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually that's a big part of his allegiance to Trump.
Is being able to
– creep shots.
Creep shots. Willy-nilly, though, with no direction. He can just make – he can make executive
creep
judgment.
Creep shots. And we used to try to get him to take photos, mostly of, like, people's faces while we're recording the show. Yeah. And it was sort of a fun way to be like, hey, this is what was going on in the studio. But now he's shooting up people's pant legs.
Up skirts.
He's shooting – yeah, I mean, he mostly wishes more legs. People would wear skirts. But it's more pant legs lately.
Pant legs.
He wants sort of shots. Sticking the camera in the collar of your shirt and taking a photo down the center.
He wants creep shots to be in the First Amendment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he's done his part to make that happen. I don't want the show to lose momentum. I don't want our original
thread.
No, it
won't. I promise it won't.
No.
Okay.
It's been flying. I mean, we strapped this episode to a rocket. Everybody feels it. The trajectory has been just insane. And pace will not be ground to a halt by Kevin's creep shots. They're just part of America now.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more creep shots. You know, that's part of the First Amendment.
All right.
And everybody relax.
That's his constitutional right. I'm fine with it. Fine. Fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nice. So what do we do about Kevin's bod?
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'd love to see him use a foam roller. Sorry to again.
No,
principal just walked in the room.
Yeah, that language. Can you step me through that? What would that even look like?
Geez, the way these guys snap to attention like they're in the military or something. It's just like, good grief.
Yeah.
What am I, Sergeant Foley and an officer and a gentleman? Good grief. Yeah. Lou Gossett Jr., former client of mine.
So you are a big movie buff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Movie buff.
A buff movie buff.
Buff movie buff.
That's very fun. God, Mark Twain. So let's say foam roller. Get him on a foam roller.
Did you ever finish that story?
Oh, actually, I didn't.
Do you want to get into it? I mean, I know.
Well, it just.
I know a funnier Pally version that seems seems spontaneous, seems organic.
How does his end?
His ends with what we understand as like a unit of measurement.
But like, he's got sort of an unusual way of saying it, doesn't he?
He does. He does. He does. Yeah. He does. He does. He
does. Yeah. Dusto,
dusto. Dusto.
So, so that's all good.
Yeah. Foam roller. What's he going to do?
He's got to get on the foam roller. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And he used it to get around?
No, not so
he
much.
He can't just use it to rest his burger on top of,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Because I know that's what he's going to try to
do.
Well, I'm serious. That is what
we
got to
get
do.
You on the dumbbells to roast some of our listeners. Really belittle them for what they're
doing.
Yeah,
I could do. Yeah, okay.
Were you open to that?
Yeah.
Are you?
I could do that. We did Doughboys and that. You know, honestly, it's Doughboys is kind of similar to dumbbells in the name. But you guys should actually switch names because you guys are the ones making all the dough and they're the guys who are freaking dumbbells.
Yeah. And I
a
do
lot of
feel
people
that
have
way
been
about them.
They're, neither of them are smart, but I feel like that's part of their charm. They're just not smart people.
Yeah.
It's almost like the hook of the show.
Sure. Yeah.
It's been a little on the nose lately where they're like leaning too hard into like both of them being kind of just idiots.
Yeah. It's like Spielberg like now I know what a Spielberg movie is, so let me just do a Spielberg movie.
And so
like, this is good.
Yes. It's referencing it rather than like actually embodying
it. It's like they're at the war horse stage in their career where it's just like, did this even come out?
You know? Mm-hmm.
Who's the actor you picked? It doesn't fucking matter. I'm Spielberg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they've killed 5-10 horses at least, but nobody's going to touch Spielberg on that. But what? Doughboys?
Yeah.
Not smart. Yeah, but I mean, I'm fans of those guys. And
us too.
A huge fan. I love their dumb shit. So, dude's using a foam roller, so he's driving it around like a car. No burgers allowed.
No. Sorry. Uh-huh. I got to make myself more clear. He needs to stretch on the foam roller, and so stretch his piriformis or his glute minor. So that he doesn't have a...
That's deep inside the butt, isn't it, Ryan?
That's getting into the butt.
Where the minors go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's I think, like where the term comes from. Mm-hmm. You got to mine into that, through the fascia, into that deep tissue.
Yeah, it's all the way deep in the center of the butt.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys...
We just listened
to you.
We've
got good trainers.
We just
guys
learned,
are making...
We learned
are you
from
making
you.
Fun of teacher here?
Well, no.
No, teacher.
Something's happening where you're making fun of teacher.
Teacher, no way.
Did you get demoted?
Oh, principal. Sorry. Good grief. I'm trying to make myself more relatable, so I demoted myself to teacher. But we'll go back to principal. But I got to tell you, listeners at home, these guys are a couple of scamps because they're having a good time with me.
We do get into a little bit of trouble sometimes.
You're a couple rapscallions.
But that's honestly the way you are. You like treat us like friends more than like students, really.
Right.
And so sometimes that makes us like act out a little more. And so I guess it's like, where's the line between being disciplined principal and cool principal?
I know that I can sometimes get a little too comfortable.
Right.
And do some stuff that crosses the line. And then you have to really step in.
I got to establish some boundaries.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to lay some critiques on me as a trainer? Is there some way that I can improve?
Okay, well, I'll start.
Okay, yeah, that could be
I
really
wish we would, yeah, I mean, I just wish we would, because we've done so much talking, we've put me in the coma, we've covered me in oats. I wish we would do some kind of exercise or anything that made me feel like, oh, I'm like getting trained or moving.
That's my note as well. Mine is more surgical than me actually exerting myself. Mm-hmm. And also, there's no music. Why do we have music?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to pick the music, or maybe there's like, you know, like You Choose Fridays or something.
Sure.
At least on Fridays, I would get to, you know, submit a song that we could listen to.
So in critiquing your
Instead
notes.
Instead of the train, just the train sound.
Uh-huh. You don't like the THX train sound.
I don't. I mean, I am not really.
It's not disliking it. Yeah.
It's not affecting my behavior since I'm just kind of lying there while you do surgery. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Kevin has something to say.
I think foam rollers are dumb.
Kevin,
sorry.
See?
We're giving notes.
That's great. I love the defiance.
And Kevin, you've got enough photos now? Enough creep shots?
See everyone next week.
Yeah, see you next week, Kevin. All the creep shots.
Kevin flexing some considerable might after he got his administration in.
Empowered by the new administration.
Yeah, he feels more comfortable being out in the open with some of his ideas, which is unfortunate. I liked it better when he felt like he was alone and he should sort of keep that stuff tucked in.
He's emboldened to say what he wants.
Yeah not great.
So in critiquing your notes.
Uh-huh.
Please. I love the music note.
Yeah.
And I love that you made it interactive to where you choose, I choose on Fridays. As far as the long walk to start exercise, I won't compromise on that.
Yeah.
I feel like the 15-year coma, 100% necessary.
And I'm just not ready yet.
No. We got a long way to go. Long way to go. Sorry to say.
And his hollow muscles being filled with bits of his lung.
Yeah. Extra long.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another one
like
I'm not going
to— Jethro Tull's lung.
That's another one I'm not going to compromise on. I'm confident in that position.
Okay. Rock.
You won't. I'm not going to explain it to you exactly, but you'll see when it works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like—
Well, I'm willing to keep waiting it out. You know, obviously I've got nothing but time. So that's really helpful.
And I'll tell you, once you guys look the way you want to look naked, I'll say, why don't you go back and look at the game tape? Sorry. Why don't you guys both go back and look at the game tape. We'll see how we got here.
So that's what all the recording is for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So sorry to lay that one on you over the air.
Because I didn't want to give too many notes, but I was going to be like, I wish I wasn't getting recorded all the time.
You know what? I sensed that. And that's why I answered it right there. I wasn't going to tell you guys. Because again, observation.
Yeah.
They did a study in a factory where they gave people warm soup and they tested their work output.
This sounds like a great factory.
It was. And production went up. Productivity went up. And then they tried doing it with dim lights. Same thing. productivity went up. Then they took the soup and the lights away completely. Productivity went down. They couldn't see. But then they increased the air conditioning. Ah. Productivity went up. And finally, when they asked these people, finally, after years and years and years and years of testing them, they asked them why. Like, why the higher output? Was it the morale? Was it the soup? Was it the lights? Was it the air conditioning? And the people said, we just knew that we were being watched. And so we hustled. It's called the Hawthorne effect.
Whoa. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The principal just taught a lesson.
The Scarlet Soup.
The Factory of Seven Gables. So
principal just taught a lesson. Everybody's bummed now. Sorry, guys. Fitness is fun.
Oh, I didn't come here to learn. Damn, principal. Oh, why'd you trick me into learning? But yeah, no.
Principal Coach Carter, right?
Jeez Louise, Coach Carter. Come on.
But I do have to drain a lizard, so why don't we?
What's coming up on the dumbbells?
What am I looking forward to?
We got a lot of hot, relatable stuff coming up. It's one of those things we're trying to make it accessible. So if you're
Kevin, got excited when you started that with "We've got a lot of hot." He was like, "Oh, okay, this is gonna be like kids." Flesh. Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, sad to say for Kevin, nothing along those lines. But for people at home that just want to connect and do something that's relatable, we have Colton Dunn coming on, who just got off a stint of an Emmy-winning show called Key and Peele, and now he's a series regular on a network comedy. And he wants to figure out how to lift kettlebells on a single camera schedule. So if you're just somebody at home listening, that's something you're going to be able to relate to and enjoy and connect.
That comes up for everybody. Yeah.
It comes up for everybody. Dust. Yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.